Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I have to move my gun. It's sitting on top of my cable for my headphones. How many other radio hosts across America today can say that? I have to move my gun off my cable there, my cord, so I can move my head around. Very few, if any. This one does. Welcome to the program. Hey, check this out. Before I get going with my guest today, a good one, lots and lots and lots to cover. You know the routine. We're not going to get to all of it, just the way it is. A number of you called me out on my commentary on Bloomberg. Love the commentary on Bloomberg, and we're going to continue it a little bit with my guest. I want to get his reaction to Bloomberg. But some of you said, and one of them, a tweet summed it up best. Hey, dude, Giuliani cleaned up New York City. Bloomberg was the satellite radio moment word guy who changed the rules to violate term limits for illegal third term. Because I had sandwiched Koch and Dinkins on one side, and then I said Bloomberg, and I said arguably Michael Bloomberg ran New York City very, very well, and he did, and I stand by that. And then over on the other side, you got the other sandwich over there with now de Blasio. So you got lefties, Bloomberg, and de Blasio, and a number of you guys had called me out and said, hey, you forgot about Giuliani. It was Giuliani, somebody reminded me in another email, that put in the hardcore policing and so forth that cleaned up the city. And that's true, he did. However, the reason I didn't mention Giuliani is because Giuliani's not running for president or wasn't considering running for president. We were talking specifically about Bloomberg. So I appreciate you calling me out on that. That's why I didn't mention his name, simply because we were not talking about him. And as far as I know, Rudy Giuliani is not anti-gun. So he just didn't fit into the conversation. But thanks for bringing that up. Let's go right to my guest, Dave Workman. Love him. My mom's favorite guest. You know him. He doesn't need an introduction. Dave, welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I just want everybody to understand. Yeah, I've never actually met your mom, so you know there's really nothing going on there. Hi,
no,
mom.
She just loves listening to you, and she makes that comment all the time. I heard Dave on the show today. I love it. I think it's great.
Gosh, she's a sweetheart.
You know? I don't call her and ask her if she's listening. I don't call and tell her you're on. She just lets me know that. Dave, let's start with this. I've got a lot of places I want to take you today, but let's start with Bloomberg. Bloomberg dropped what I consider to be somewhat of a bombshell, mentioning that he wouldn't run. I would have put money on. This year I would have lost that bet in Vegas, obviously. I thought he was going to run. He is not running. And I made the comments yesterday that I felt that was worse than if he did run, because if he did run, he would have had to divest himself of some of his interests. Now that he's not running, he doesn't, and that $500 million can be spent any way he sees fit. You agree with that? Because he's coming after us, lock, stock, and barrel.
You just nailed it. That's exactly what I think is going on here. Bloomberg and / his gun prohibition lobbying group, Every Town for Gun Safety, which is a misnomer because there's nothing safe about what he wants to do. They have been able to pour money, and I mean pour money, into state legislative races. And your timing on this is perfect. My son, Josh, who actually works here, has been working on a little investigation project today for me, just looking at the amounts of money that are pouring into or that have poured into Washington legislative races. And we're finding some interesting stuff here from the local gun group, the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility Victory Fund. But in the middle of this, he stumbled on a contribution from one guy, one lady from Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund. And my guess is that in 2020, you're going to see Bloomberg open up his wallet to try to buy as many people in state legislative races as is humanly possible, because that's where a lot of this gun control stuff is going on right now. Washington has a problem, and I'm sure by now you've read my report in today's Liberty Park Press about a situation brewing down in Florida.
We're going there next.
Where a lawmaker down there wants to institute really dramatic restrictions on concealed carry down there. He wants to reduce the length of time that a CPL, concealed handgun license, is good from 7 years back down to four without changing the fee. And they now they want to require a shooting demonstration, which to me amounts to a test, a literacy test or a competency test in order to exercise a constitutionally protected right. And this is happening at one corner of the country and at the other corner of the country. And I don't believe in coincidences. Let's just put it at that.
No, you're spot on. And listen, Bloomberg is more dangerous today when he's not a candidate than when he is a candidate. He would have had to have stopped some of his gun control push as a candidate to not turn off, quote unquote, I hate to use this term, but I'm going to, moderate voters in states like Iowa or Kansas or Oklahoma, middle America, not, you know, what they refer to as flyover country. He would have had to have toned that down a little bit, because there are Democrats who don't want to hear talk about gun control, even if they don't own guns. Americans don't like their rights being taken away. And Bloomberg has been able to fly under the radar simply by spending money. He doesn't fly under our radar because we are the radar. You, me, yeah, Gottlieb, but we are the radar. He doesn't get away with that, but he would have as a candidate.
He has personally contributed to two of the major gun control initiatives we've had out here in Washington State in the last 4 years. In 2014, it was Initiative 594, and then this last year it was Initiative 1639. And if I recall correctly, his name actually showed up in PDC report, Public Disclosure Commission reports, for both campaigns. And I know that every town has supported those campaigns. And let's be honest here. There's really nothing wrong with contributing to a campaign in which you believe. I mean, the NRA does this.
Sure, of course.
You know, we've seen other entities do this sort of thing. Where I think the line needs to be drawn, or at least the curtain pulled back, is that there are really a handful of just hideously wealthy people, Bloomberg and some of the people who are funding the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility out here in Seattle. They have rolled up just tons of wealth, and their support of some of these efforts is disturbing to a lot of people that I talk to in my role as a journalist. They're concerned that a handful of people are really trying to purchase a constitutional right. And, you know, when you sit back and think about what the public is, you know, what my readers are telling me and what I see in emails and on social media, you got to sympathize with them and give them a little bit of credence, because, by golly, you know, when you or I contribute, say, $50 to a campaign, or we spend $20 on Girl Scout cookies or something, and these guys can turn around and dropping $100,000 is nothing to them. I mean, that's pocket change to a guy like Mike Bloomberg.
His net worth today is up at about $55.1 billion, and that was a report that I saw today on his net worth. And that number is growing. It's impossible not to grow money when you have that kind of stacks of doughies laying around the house. So you're talking $500 million he's pledged. $500 million. That's on top of probably $500 million or more that he's already spent.
And he's not going to miss that at the end of the day.
No, he's not. I wish I had that problem, Dave. I'm really, listen, we're going to get ready to take. I have offered to be the billionaire that funds the pro-gun political action committees. I've volunteered to be that billionaire. So if you guys want to help me do that, I'll take contributions towards that goal. Hey, when we come back from the break.
When we come back, I'll tell people that I identify as a billionaire. They just have to help me make sure that I live my dream. You know?
Well, I can't. I'm working on my side here, so I can't help you oppose on it. Listen, when I come back from the break, what I want to do is take you down to Florida. You mentioned that that's where I wanted to go with you next. I have a second story out of Florida also that I'm sure you're aware of too. But, you know, here we go, right back down to, you know, Florida just keeps rearing its head when it comes to the right to bear arms. These stories popping out of Florida are incredible because they roll across the country. If you live in Kansas or Oklahoma or North Dakota, you feel these things if they're enacted. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Okay, gun lovers, here we go. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you seven chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your seven free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. So text the word ARMED to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your seven entries before it's too late. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
No food or drink in studio. Hold on a second. There we go. That's what's left of an iced espresso, triple espresso from Starbucks. Yeah, Starbucks. And I go there armed. It's funny how that works. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios with me. I'm talking with Dave Workman, my mom's favorite guest. You got to love this. And we're gonna take you down to Florida now. We're going to keep moving right along here. Florida Senate bill would trim CCW valid time, add proficiency requirement. Just as anti-gun Democrats in the Washington legislature are pushing a new training requirement bill for concealed pistol license holders, another Democrat in Florida. Funny how it's always a socialist, right? Formerly known as Democrat, socialist. Another socialist in Florida has introduced legislation that would reduce the number of years that state's concealed firearm license would be valid and adds a proficiency requirement. That is Senate Bill 1122, and it is sponsored by Socialist Senator Jason W.B. Pizzo of Miami-Dade. Imagine that. It would trim the years from 7 to 4, as Dave mentioned in the previous segment, that a Florida concealed handgun license would be, or concealed weapon. Somebody will correct me. Florida's permit is an actual weapons license. Would be effective, leaving the fee unchanged. Less, as Dave says, less is the new more, apparently. When you're a Democrat, it's take, 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 gimme, 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 gimme. And then when your money runs out, I'll just go do something else for a living. Dave, welcome back to the show. You said you don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences either. These people are being funded. No doubt this socialist is taking money from the Bloomberg organization. I would think that would probably be the case. You?
Well, I haven't checked into where he has gotten contributions to his political campaign yet, and it really isn't that important to me because the story is actually the piece of legislation, and you have to sit back and you got to wonder, well, wait a minute. Why would anybody want to tamper with the Florida licensing scheme the way it is, a scheme system, you know, whatever you want to call it? I've got a Florida carry license. I've had it for 10 years or so. And I got that primarily because I'm a certified firearms instructor. In fact, we'll touch on that in a few minutes. So the Florida license allows me to carry in several states, and my own Washington license allows me to carry in several states where they recognize one or the other license, and sometimes both. And I looked at this legislation. I got an email or something about it this morning. I looked at it and I thought, what the hell is this guy doing? I just it's so strange that after all these years, where a system has worked pretty darn well, from the way I understand it, they've got certain requirements down there that must be met, which is, I suppose, that's fine. But the last time I checked, there were way over 1 million concealed weapons, concealed handgun licenses, you know, whatever you want to call it down there, in circulation. Texas has more than 1 million. Pennsylvania has more than 1 million. Washington State has, we're hovering right around 613,000 right now, which is, it's the second highest number of concealed pistol licenses from any state in the West. The highest, of course, is Utah, and it's probably widely known that a lot of people have gotten Utah licenses that allow them to carry in various states, and that's
like
fun.
Florida.
Yeah, and so an effort like this in Washington and in Florida, all I can see is that they're designed to discourage people from either renewing or applying for a concealed carry license in one or the other states. This business about, well, we're interested in safety, we want to make everybody safer, I'm not buying that for a heartbeat. Show me where concealed, licensed concealed carry people have been a criminal problem, have provided any great surge of violent crime. It's not there. These guys are very well behaved. You find a few of them that just go south, just like you do in the general population.
That's, sure, of course.
That's almost a given. It's like, you know, how many millions of people are licensed to drive and how many of them drive drunk and get right. wrecks? Same kind of a deal. And so the only thing that I can really think of is what I just said. This is designed to discourage people from exercising a constitutionally protected right.
I think if again, this is an educated guess because I can't get into Pizzo's head. However, I think you're smack dab on this, but I want to take it just one step further, and here's why I think Florida is being targeted for this, the Florida license. As you said, Florida has well over a million. In fact, it's getting close to 2 million when you consider now. That's have been issued in total. Florida's permit, like Utah's permit, is widely accepted in many states around the country. It's very popular. Well, you live in Washington State. You have a Florida permit. You're on the complete opposite end of the nation, and you have a Florida permit because it affords you the opportunity to carry in other states that your Washington permit is not accepted. And as a result of that, lots of people around the country carry on a Florida permit when they travel, for example. So it's not hard for me to see why a Democrat would target this, because I don't believe that this legislation is coming out of the mind of Pizzo. It's coming out of something greater, which is what we generally see when we see gun control pushes like this. Now, let me take you somewhere else to Florida. Representative Ted Deutch. Representative Ted Deutch has filed bill, sponsored bill, H.R. 1263, which would register all detachable magazine semi-auto long guns under the National Firearms Act.
Yeah, I wrote about that.
Yeah, and as we've talked about many, many, many times, semi-automatic firearms are their ultimate prize here in their step to achieve conquest over the civilian right to keep and bear arms. And Deutsch's bill would go leaps and bounds if it were ever put into place. I'm not sure how this would ever be enforced. And we can look at states like Connecticut. We can look at states like Maryland. We can look at states like California, where we see a ton of noncompliance in New York State with bills just such as this at the state level. So the noncompliance here would be huge. And this is just bringing up that 800-pound gorilla in the room that nobody wants to talk about, that these people are just pushing the nation towards violence with these ridiculous laws. Now, I hate the fact that this is such a short segment. We're getting ready to take another break. But when we come back, I want to ask you a little bit about that, because this bill would pass in the U.S. House under the current makeup with socialist control and the clown posse leading the charge for gun control in the House of Representatives. And I believe we're going to see much more gun control come out between now and the federal election in 2020 for president and a number of other races down ticket for simply putting people on record, because they're going to run on it and tell us that we're not for just plain old common sense gun safety measures like they are. Back with Dave Workman right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to USCCAonAir.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAonAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAonAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAonAir.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Make sure to text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D. That's armed, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222. Because the USCCA, our great sponsor up there in Wisconsin, wants to give you $1,123 to buy the gun that will be revealed to you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to go do it. When you text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, they want to give you the $1,123 to buy that beautiful 1911, one of the most popular 1911-style carry guns on the market. I'll just tell you that. That's all I'm going to tell you. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you could win the $1,123. You're going to get 7 free chances to win the gun just by texting armed to 87222. If you make it and you get one, send it to me. I want to know. No, don't send it to me. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know that you won. All right. I'm going to continue the conversation with Dave Workman. This time, it just happens to be Florida Representative, Florida Congressman Ted Deutch. This guy's a real bonehead. His bill is H.R. 1263 to amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act any semi-automatic rifle that has the capacity to accept a detachable magazine. I've been telling you for years on this program what the end game, what the goal is of these socialist, leftist, progressive Democrats, formerly known as Democrats, now socialists, and that is to end civilian firearm ownership, period. It's that simple, plain and simple. And they can't do that until they demonize, which they're in the process now, demonizing the semi-automatic firearm, which is essentially everything but a revolver. And they'll find a way to eliminate that also, but first they're going after semi-autos. I told you this was going to happen. Here's the bill, H.R. 1263, 116th Congress, first session, to amend the Act of 1986 to subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act any semi-automatic rifle that has the capacity to accept a detachable magazine. Dave Workman, you wrote about it. The cat's out of the bag here now. I mean, they just keep handing us this stuff and proving us right day after day after day. But that is essentially every single semi-automatic firearm, is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe one or two tubular 22 rimfires, but essentially it's every firearm, isn't it?
Well, I think you're right about saying that the tubular magazine firearms would be exempt, at least for now. But
for now,
I looked at this in a slightly different perspective. I think this kind of legislation, no matter who is behind it, stands as a vindication of the National Rifle Association, of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee, Gun Owners of America, you name it. It's a vindication of everything that the gun rights groups have been trying to explain to the American public and the media for decades, that this really is the end game. You know, we're not talking about just an effort to control crime, which, you know, that's always been a non-starter with me because, you know, frankly, I only look stupid. I'm just not willing to go along with the meme. It's something that I've written about for, God, probably longer than you've been on the radio, and I've been in this game for years and years and years, and I knew right up front that when they started talking about gun control back in 1968, they weren't talking about stopping crime. They were talking about taking guns from people. Now, I don't know Mr. Deutsch. I've never met the man, never had an opportunity to interview him or talk to him on the phone. I don't know what his motives are, but I can tell you this. If we get to the point where it becomes acceptable to the American public to ban one entire class of firearms, then 3 or 4 years down the road, they're not going to mind so much, or they're not going to think so much about banning another entire class of firearms. And that's really where this is going. Once you get people used to the idea that it's okay to ban a certain kind of gun, just because it may be black or it may look ugly or menacing, you know, pick an excuse, then it becomes more palatable later on to ban another class of firearms. And that says in a heartbeat everything that I've been writing about for a long time, that these people who are behind this sort of thing, they don't look at the Second Amendment as protective of an individual right. They look at it as kind of an annoyance because they consider having a gun to be a government-granted privilege, and it's heavily regulated. And tell me where I'm wrong.
You're not. In fact, I want to take you for those comments. I'm going to go to England with you first. Then I want to go to Hawaii with you because of what you just said about they don't look at it as a right. But first, let's go to England. We are now at a point in England's history of essentially banning civilian ownership of firearms, which is what the socialists want to do here in the United States. We now look back in England. We now have a generation of English citizens, British citizens, who never have known the right to bear arms. They were born after that right was taken from them by their government, and which vindicates, to use your words, everything you just said about making it easier to ban something else and something else and something else. And that's exactly what this is. This is a long-term strategy that we're witnessing that you and I and many others like us have been talking about for as many years as we have, 10 years in my situation here on Armed American Radio. And when I see this, I absolutely feel vindicated. Everything I've told my audience is true. Nobody on the left can look at me and go, you're nothing but a freak who's just scaremongering. Really? How about we take a listen to Democrat Bill 1263, which now wants to take away my semi-automatic firearms. And then let's overlay that with something of me saying that, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago on the radio. Absolutely 100%. Fascinating stuff, because we know and we are right. And, you know, but that does that make me feel good? Not really, to know. I don't like being right about these things. Let's go to Hawaii now. And Hawaii, just really, you know, it's amazing. Let me read you part of a resolution by five, get this, what are they called? Democrats, that's what they are, socialists. Out of the Senate 30th Legislature 2019, State of Hawaii, March 5th, just 2 days ago, urging the United States Congress to propose and adopt a proposed amendment to the United States Constitution pursuant to Article 5. Article 5, if you're unaware of that, of the U.S. Constitution, is the article that lays out the process for amending the Constitution. Let me leave it at that. To clarify the constitutional right to bear arms. Here's the resolution in Hawaii, what it wants to do. Be it resolved that the United States Congress is requested to consider and discuss whether the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution should be repealed or amended to clarify that the right to bear arms is a collective rather than individual constitutional right. Dave, they're coming at this now wide open hostility towards semi-automatic firearms, which we've been telling people for years, and now you got a group of socialists in Hawaii wanting to petition the United States to move Article 5 and begin amending the Constitution. Obviously, it's not going to happen. The fact of the matter is they're out there openly saying it. What is that telling us going forward for the future?
Well, it tells me that these people they've dropped all pretenses, and they think they're safe in doing it. They've got an audience in this country. Let's be honest about that. There are a lot of people in the United States right now who just don't believe they're not comfortable with the idea of private firearms ownership. They never have been. They grew up in families, I guess, that didn't have a hunting background, or the dad or the mom just didn't like to have guns in the house. They, pick a reason. There's all kinds of reasons for.
Stop right there for a second. When this break is over, I want to go right back to what you just said in the first few words of your response to me on that question about that they've got this audience now. When we come back, I want to touch on that, because moving forward, this is critical. We'll be back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to move quickly with Dave Workman. Let me go back to Dave very quickly. I don't want to focus too much on the question I'm going to ask you, but I think it lays the groundwork for where we want to go in the future here. You made the comment, they're saying these things now because they think they can. And I'm going to say to you that the reason they think they can and get away with it now is because they've been in, that the media has been so friendly to them for so often, for so long, that they're believing their own hype. And I believe that's why they're continuing to go as far left as they're going to go. That's one major aspect of that. And, I may be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong in that case. But these people are believing their own hype. So, Dave, the point that I'm trying to make is the cat's out of the bag. You got legislators in Hawaii now seeking a repeal of the Second Amendment. You've got a sitting congressman in Florida who is trying to take away semi-automatic firearms as an act of Congress, literally an act of Congress. That genie's out of the bottle. It's escaped. That party owns this now going forward. Is it ever going to get better? I just think it's going to get worse. We're going to see more and more and more of this stuff. It is their long-term goal. Go ahead.
That really disturbs me, and it should disturb every voting citizen in the United States. The party that I grew up with, that my mom supported until the day she died. I voted for Scoop Jackson the first time that I voted in an election when I was 18 years old. He was a great Democrat. He's a common sense guy. I voted for Warren Magnuson when he was a U.S. Senator from Washington State. I met Scoop Jackson one and got along with him quite a bit, and he's a nice guy. And I know today some very pro-gun Democrats, but unfortunately, thanks to Ocasio-Cortez and some of this new crop of Democrats that's been elected to Congress, the party has been hijacked. Yeah. And I don't say that with any pleasure, and it just pains me because, we're all Americans. We're all in the same boat. I just think that when you've got people who advocate ideas that they want to take us in a different direction when they run for office and say, this is the greatest country in the world, let's change it. I sit back and I think, what are you, crazy?
Yeah, that's a great point.
You want to change the greatest country in the world?
Well said.
I mean, things work just fine the way they are. And you know, I'm a journalist. I work with these people a lot. Some of them, I'm sure, don't like me, but my fellow newsmen, there have been times when I've had to call BS on them and say, look, you're giving these people a pass, and that's wrong. Am I the only one out here who asks the important questions? I don't know. But I do know this. We can't go on this way and expect anything to get better. When there is an open attack, a crusade to erase a right that has really been the cornerstone of liberty for this country for 200 and some years, it's time to sit back, take a deep breath, and say, what in the hell are you people thinking? Because I don't know. I honest to gosh don't know what's going through these people's mind. I just write about this stuff, and believe me, I've got something new every day to write about.
Yeah, oh, boy, I tell you, the content's coming at us faster than, I have to do that research, I'll get it out, the research triage thing that I talk about, where I start looking, I'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and start perusing sources, and the next thing you know, by 5 o'clock, I've got two radio shows already worked out. I could easily move on. And then by 7 o'clock, I'm passing that up for new stuff that's coming out. I mean, you got to pick and choose your fights. The content's coming at us so fast. What's so dangerous about the combination of what we see in Hawaii with this open resolution, I'm looking right at it. You can go online and read it, capital.hawaii.gov. It's right there. It's not somebody's concocted idea. It's the capital. This is coming from the Hawaii government. And when you take that with a Representative Deutsch, then I go back and I listen to Barack Obama and I hear Hillary Clinton say, nobody wants to take your guns. We just want common sense gun safety. They can no longer say that. They can be called out on that. And they might have some plausible deniability because they will say, well, that was Ted Deutsch's bill, not mine, and I don't subscribe to that. No, but your party does, lady. And, when you mention some of those Democrats, I get out of my house and head north up into the mountains on the Zell Miller Highway. All right? We all remember Zell Miller. Those blue dog days are done. The days of conservative Democrats, fiscally conservative Democrats, are over. They're gone. They're never coming back. And I believe we are going to see, and this is where I want your comment next, the clearest distinction between two candidates ever in the history of our nation for the race for the presidency in 2020. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. If Trump runs again, which appears that he's going to, it's kind of a given. Whoever runs against him is going to be at the far end of the political spectrum, and that's really sad because, as I said earlier, I think the Democrats have been hijacked, and whoever is running things now, and I'm not sure if it's Pelosi or Ocasio-Cortez, they're not going to allow a moderate candidate to be on the ticket. It's going to be somebody from the far left crazoid land, bizarro world, I guess, best way to call it. And that is going to give a clear choice to the voters. What worries me is that the free stuff army out there, the guys that walk around with their hands out all the time, and are encouraged to vote, they're going to vote for the guy that says, hey, I'm Santa Claus, I'm going to give you everything that you want, it's all going to be free, and you don't have to pay for it. But you know what? Poor old Mark and poor old Dave and poor old Mark's mom, we're the ones who are going to be paying for that.
You're right. This is the whole deal where socialism works great until everybody else's money runs out. And the interesting part about what you're saying now, I think it throws another wrench into this. I've got a theory here that this is why when Bloomberg, my theory was, and still is to this day, I talked about it yesterday, that Bloomberg had the opportunity to come off as a moderate here, as the left lunatics continue to try to out-left themselves as they gain momentum in the campaign and as it picks up steam and as they start having these lefty debates and everything else, and America gets to see just how off the rails these people actually are when they're in the same room together. The TV screen is going to be tilting left. They're going to have to turn the cameras and move them. It's going to be so heavy-weighted to the left side. The point that I'm getting at is here, there's two people that you had to be concerned with coming off as moderates. Number one is Schultz from out in your neck of the woods, who has the opportunity to actually appear moderate. And he's far left. He's just not as far left as the rest. And I think he sees that, which is why he's making statements that he's making right now, that they're going to have to, because the media is going to determine who the candidate is on the left side.
I think there's a lot to that. Yeah, I just, you know, I think there's something very telling. The Democrats have advised Fox News that they're not going to let Fox News air any of the debates. Now, that tells me everything that I need to know about where the Democrats are going.
You're absolutely correct. Dave, we've got just about 35, 40 seconds here, so I want people to find out where they can read all of your great work. Where can they go get you?
Okay, libertyparkpress.com. I'm in there every day. Conservativefiringline.com. I'm in there regularly, usually every day. And every week I do a column, American Handgunner Online, it's called Insider Online. And by the way, I've just picked up an opportunity. I'm writing now for Ammo Land. I do five columns there a week. So you can find me there, too.
You're there every day. I do one a week there, and I thought that was a lot of work. I've got to pen my weekly column tomorrow. Great to have you at Ammo Land. Millions of readers. Dave Workman, you just heard where to go get all of his work. And believe me, it's work. He's putting five columns out for Ammo Land and the rest. He's not using the same things. Boy, oh boy. Until we meet on the radio again tomorrow, and we're going to remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't be that willfully unarmed caveman. Thanks to Dave Workman. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.